I typed up these notes, or for the outline for you, I left out the verse for the introduction because the title of the lesson comes from a text in the Bible. It's in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 4, where Paul said in 1 Corinthians 15, he said, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, and which you have received, wherein you stand, by which you are saved, if you keep in memory the words that I preached unto you. Otherwise, you believed in vain." Then he says in the last verse, verse 4, he says, "I deliver to you that which I received. Christ died according to the Scriptures, was buried and raised again according to the Scriptures." So there's first four verses, 1 Corinthians chapter 15. He said, "If you keep in memory." Now, it doesn't say if you memorize the Scriptures. But that's a good thing. We talk a little bit about memorizing, but really it's just keep in memory. Just know what God says. So kind of think for yourself just for a moment. What are some things that help you overcome temptations? Think to yourself again. If I'm tempted, what some of the first things that come to mind to get through this? You know, I can think of a couple things. Obviously, prayer. God help me. I can think too. You know, I think about the fear of God. You know, in 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 11, Paul says, "Therefore, knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men." But also the love of God, because in the same chapter, 2 Corinthians 5, verse 14, he says, the love of Christ constrains us. So sometimes if I'm thinking I need to get out of this, the fear of God is in me. Or the love of God, so he cares for me, 1 Peter 5, 7. So there's things that help us, but now knowledge of the Scripture. And that's what took place with Jesus, newly baptized. And then he's led by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil in Matthew chapter 4. And so in those verses, every time he's tempted, he answers with, "It's written." It's written, verses 4, 7. It's written. I'm thinking, Jesus, you have all this ability to perform miracles. You can teach in parables. You're a praying man. But what is it that brings you out of the temptations that are there? Oh, it's written, knowledge of the Scriptures. So that's what we're going to talk about a little bit this evening. I know we need to have the Word of God in our hearts. So 1 Corinthians 10, verse 13 says, "No temptation is taking you, but such as is common to man." God's faithful and allow you and me to be tempted above that which we're able. But will, with the temptation, provide a way of escape that you may be able to endure it. The ability of God and His Word can overcome. So there's a way to help us in life. So we're going to talk about remembering the Word of God. A little bit about memorizing. And some people think, "Brian, I'm just not a memorizing person." Well, you're the one I want to talk to tonight. I'm glad you're here. I just don't memorize. You say, "All right, well, thank you for coming tonight." So we're going to try to give you some help. It's Christine sometimes mentions to me, I'm going through a drive-thru, and she's just the two of us, and she'll give me an order, and I get to the place where we're supposed to speak, and I said, "Now, what is it that you wanted? You wanted what?" And I can't remember. I'll get it wrong. And she'll say, when we're finally leaving, she says, "How is it that you can remember all those numbers, all the Scriptures, book, chapter, and verse, but you can't remember two orders?" I don't know. I guess it's not that important to me. But it's not. So, but we want to talk about the power, the ability of knowing God's Word. Part of the Christian's armor. You know, Ephesians 6, verse 17, "Take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." So after all these other things that we are to dress ourselves with, the Word of God. In that, also in those, in that Ephesians 6, verse 7, and Ephesians 6 about the Christian's armor. In verse 11, he says, the ability of that armor that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. I want that. I want to stand against it. Verse 13, that ye may be able to withstand in the evil day. In verse 16, it's that ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. So, again, the power, the ability, the value of God's word. It's ammunition in your life and mine. It prepares us with power. Gives us, you know, confidence and other things. So let's take a look at just some reasons why memorize. I'm just going to list these for you, and you have the notes. But number one, because we love the Word. When you love the Word, it makes it easier to memorize that Word. You know, Psalm 119, verse 16 says, I'll delight in thy statutes. I will not forget thy Word. I'll not forget it. Psalm 119, verse 97 says, oh, how love I thy law. Love the law. Love His Word. So just as we put effort into other things, you know, names or places or dates or personal information, we need to put some effort in remembering the Word of God. Remembering it. Number two, things that might help us, because we need to be ready. 1 Peter 3, verse 15 says, sanctify the Lord God in your hearts. Be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is within you, and answer him with meekness and fear. So be ready. Well, if I'm going to be ready to answer someone about the hope that lies within me, then I need to know God's Word. So many times we need answers when we don't have our Bibles with us. But sometimes those verses that we've memorized, or just those verses we remember, help us through. Number three, because it'll keep us from sin. Psalm 119, verse 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. So in our warfare, we need to be armed with the word of God in our hearts. And it's difficult to think about sin and the word at the same time. So when we're tempted or going through struggles or hardships, that Word of God keeps me on God's side. Yeah, keeps me there. Number four, it'll help maintain our salvation. That was that opening verse that I gave to you in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. Paul begins, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel that I preached unto you, that which you have received, and that wherein ye stand, by which also you're saved, if you keep in memory. And I always sometimes have to do that. I have to remember, there's five things in that verse that I want to remember. So I want to know the gospel that I preach, wherein you receive, wherein you stand, and by which you're saved. So not only do I have to remember the verse, I have to remember there's five things in that verse. But then he gives that, again, that qualifier, if you keep in memory. If you keep in memory. Gospel that I preached unto you. James 1 verse 25 says, don't be a forgetful hearer. So we need to remember and maintain our salvation. Number five, it'll give us confidence. Of course, you'll have more confidence when you're teaching others, when you have that Word of God in your memory. You'll not spend time, you know, searching for the verses. May not be necessarily be glued to your notes. But you can also say, you know, the answer to your question is found in this text. And then we can turn the pages and share and read the same verse together. So it gives us confidence when we know God's Word. Memorizing takes discipline. Takes time. Takes work to memorize. Just as any other thing in life. You know, we make resolutions, and this is no exception. How do we keep God's Word in memory? Discipline yourself to spend some time in memorizing a verse. You can always begin with...
Yeah, let's put it in the closing. Yeah, remember your John 11, verse 35. Start with that one. You know what John 11, 35 is?
Jesus wept.
Jesus wept. Two words. See, now you'll never forget that one. Even if you didn't know that before, you will leave today knowing John 11, verse 35 is Jesus wept. See, you already got a great start. Number seven. My numbers are the same as yours. Because it'll influence others in a positive way. Now, many people have been influenced to memorize because they've heard someone else quoting Scripture or just referencing Scriptures. You know, I was encouraged as a youth to memorize Scripture a lot by family members and Bible classes. And many times there were times when as we got older, the teacher would line us up outside in the hallway and you couldn't get into the classroom until you quoted the Scripture that you memorized before, and you couldn't use John 11, verse 35 every week. You had to come up with something different. But that gets the start, and that starts encouraging young people. Years ago, George Bailey was preaching out in Bostonia, and this is years and years ago, but he'd been known as the Walking Bible, and sure enough, when he got up to preach, when I was there in attendance, he just stood out here in the middle, and just verses and application, and just you listened to what he had to say, but you were in awe too of how often he just quoted a scripture and gave you the content and the message. I remember years ago here, this congregation was teaching a class on Wednesday night, and at that time we were starting meeting in the back fellowship hall and around the tables, and I would hand out a lesson sheet, and this was on the Gospel of John, and so I typed out the John chapter 1, but I left out words, a lot of words. And Jared, when he was just a youngster, he's sitting beside Daryl, Christine's dad. And so Daryl, I guess he's going to help Jared out. So Jared took his paper, and there were a stack of them on the middle of the table. And Jared had his pencil, and he opened his Bible, and he's going to write them. Then it didn't take but just a moment. Daryl reached over and got a paper and pencil, and then he didn't open his Bible, but just started filling in all the blanks. You see Jared looking. How'd you do that? Filled in all the blanks without having to look at the text, at all. So there's just something about memorizing Bible verses that will have an impact or an influence in a positive way on others. Number eight, because it preserves the word. I put this illustration. F.S. Donaldson tells a story about 200 Chinese believers memorize the entire New Testament because of their fear that communism would destroy all the Bibles. So that was their, when they were in prison, they said, we need to, everybody take apart, memorize a section of the New Testament. And so with all of them together, they memorized the New Testament because they knew that the word in their hearts could not be destroyed. You could take the Bibles, but you can't take the word out of our heart. Number nine, because of break bad habits. We probably all have known people who have memorized Bible verses that deal specifically with a bad habit that they want to overcome. So they memorize, again, those verses that deal with that. And so their bad habit or the habit that they have didn't leave them when they came up from the baptistry. They still had that. So they figured, one of these things that will help me is to memorize Bible verses. And so by memorizing verses that are similar to that topic that they had, enable them or help them to overcome that habit. And also, they define those verses that dealt with their problem, memorize them, and use them when they were thinking about the trouble they had. We need to memorize or have God's word because it's good sowing. Good sowing. The mind is like a soil for a garden. We need to plant good seed, otherwise weeds will grow. Proverbs 23, verse 7 says, a man thinks in his heart, so is he. We need to plant good things. Plant the word of God. Galatians 6, verse 7, be not deceived, God's not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Sow the flesh, reap corruption, sow the spirit, reap life. Proverbs 4, verse 23 says, keep thy heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. So we want to make sure we put good things in our life. Put the word of God in there. either through memory or just knowing it. Know those stories. So a couple things just kind of help with keys and memorizing. People think, I forget so easily. My memory's going bad. I just can't memorize. So, well, here's just some helps. Develop an interest and desire to memorize. You have a desire. Almost like, I have to know this. So that'll help. Motivate yourself. Reward yourself for success. I always remember years and years ago, Patty Agbonag was teaching the little kids, most of them are family members, but in the back, but when they accomplished, especially something that they memorized, the books of the Bible, right before the Bible class ended, she would bring them out and all the adults would get to hear the youngsters. They'd have lined up here and then they'd stand up there and she would have them recite the books of the Bible, the Old Testament, the New Testament. She rewarded them for their efforts in memorizing the books. Give memory work some undivided attention. Set aside a time. Take away distractions. Give it some attention. You might want to organize or have some kind of a system. You might just say, I'm going to memorize scriptures on a single topic. Baptism. Discipleship. Family relationships. Choose a topic. The church. So just start, I want to memorize these scriptures with that topic in mind. It's kind of like what Dennis Everett last Sunday morning in his lesson, observe, one help, he talked about studying the scriptures, observe the context, and that always helps sometimes when you're memorizing a scripture. Try to visualize a scene or a setting. Use repetition. Drill and practice, sometimes in education, they don't want to say that anymore, but it's still valuable. Repetition, drill and practice. Try to use as often as possible the verses you memorize. Just quote them to yourself while you're driving. I've done that before. I'm trying to memorize a verse. I use the drive time to the radio. Prepare memory cards. And have a memory partner. Why don't you and me get together and memorize a couple verses every week? To record the verses and play them back. In Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6, gives the model for how to memorize, or helps in memorizing, or just knowing God's word. Moses gathers Israel together before they cross into the promised land. He says, "Hear, O Israel, the commandments of God that I set before you." He says, "You shall teach them diligently to your children. Talk of them. Bind them. Write them. Speak of them when you get up, when you lie down." So just that repetition. Be familiar. The more familiar you are with God's word, the easier it becomes. Don't just allow your Bible study to be Sunday, Wednesday night. Encourage you. Encourage one another. Just read the Bible. So I hope this helps in motivating you to do more in memorizing God's word. Paul told Timothy, 2 Timothy 3, verse 16, all scriptures inspired of God is profitable for four things: doctrine, reproof, correction, instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may thoroughly furnish to all good works. The value of God's word. That's the lesson this evening. Just to hopefully get started, do something, just anything more than what you're doing now. We've accomplished a good purpose. Always when we assemble together for study, for worship time, and we have a lesson, we sing a song of encouragement, song of invitation, song of exhortation. And if you're not a member of the New Testament Church and not been baptized for remission of sins, you have that opportunity. But I want to use this opportunity to ask brethren for strength or encouragement, prayers on your behalf or others. We can certainly accomplish that. You just simply need to let it be known.
So let's stand together. We'll sing this song that's selected for us. If that's your desire to respond in a public way, just...